This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to focus on corn silage management. Bill, it's that time of the year again, and a lot of farmers are going to be chopping corn silage, already have started to harvest corn silage here. And, of course, corn silage is a huge forage crop in the United States because of its high quality and quantity, which leads it to become a key ingredient in terms of feeding programs and profitability. So let's look at some of the what I would call basics 101 on corn silage production. Harvest dry matter, 32 to 36% would be the optimal range to be in. Be well aware, listeners, that as the dry matter goes above 35 or 36, the starch levels increase with it. So you'll end up getting more starch if you wait till later, but then that starch becomes a lot harder. More about that in just a minute. Second of all, be well aware not to use the milk line. That was the old school way to determine when milk line was one half to two thirds down the kernel of corn. Now we recommend using the dry matter level to ensure good fermentation. Another important point would be to use a kernel processor. Some people call it a plant processor, or others call it a kernel cracker. And what it is an additional roller in these newer harvesting equipment that crushes the corn grain and tears up the plant material. We recommend a 3/4 inch theoretical length of chop, which is about 19 millimeters in the metric system at basically 32 to 35% dry matter. If it gets drier than that, then I would recommend to chop a bit shorter to increase packing density. Corn silage gets really wetter, let's say down around 30%, then you probably want to go even longer as far as that goes. The real secret is the processor are those rollers in the second part of the harvesting unit, and that should be set about 1 to 2 millimeters when the dry matter of the corn silage exceeds 34% dry matter. So if you don't have a processor, perhaps chopping a bit wetter will allow you to avoid seed passage. We want to be sure it's packed correctly. We'd like to see 18 pounds of dry matter per cubic foot, and that means excellent packing tractors and densities to get the silage to ferment and exclude oxygen. We now also recommend using an oxygen barrier over the top of the pits and the bunkers to prevent oxygen penetration into the silage to reduce dry matter losses. And, of course, we always recommend using a research-based silage inoculant. And one thing to watch out for is what we call leachate. Leachate basically is liquid that runs out of a silage storage unit that can occur with legumes and grasses as well as corn silage. But corn silage is perhaps a little more risk because we put it in a bit later. The problem with the leachate is that the BOD, which stands for biochemical oxygen demand, is 100 times higher than you find in raw sewage coming out of a sewage plant with human waste. So it's an important factor because, first of all, the leachate contains anywhere from 8 to 10% dry matter. And, of course, that's the most soluble, higher nutrient component in the silages itself. And second of all, it raises a real environmental risk, which means that if it ends up getting into streams or rivers, you can see significant fish kills because of the lack of oxygen for the fish. So we say make sure you ensile these silages, especially corn silage, over 30% dry matter to control that. And, of course, if you don't, you have to control that leachate or EPA will be all over you. So our take-home messages are that certainly corn silage is here. Be sure to use all the good technology applications we have and have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Retail food prices.
It's a very hot topic to be involved in right now.
And economist Carolyn Chelius, who tracks food prices for the Ag Department, says she's not sure whether she likes being in the economic spotlight, but sure enough, food prices are a hot topic, some fairly hot rates of inflation going, for example.
We've seen really large increases over the past few months consecutively for meat categories like beef and veal.
The latest consumer price index showing beef going up last month by over 0.5%, rising about 6.5% over the last 12 months. Pork's up almost 8% higher than a year ago.
So we're seeing a lot of those protein categories really increase.
Grocery store food prices overall continue to rise month after month. July's increase about 0.5%. Now, if that monthly rate were to continue for the rest of the year, we'd have a 2021 price hike of just over 5%. Last year, with COVID, grocery store food prices went up 3.5%. The current forecast for this year, 2 to 3% hike. But USDA will issue a food price forecast update August 23rd. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For archive programs, head to DairyRadio.com. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now. We'll be right back.